So let's lighten it up a little bit. Let's move the topic in a different direction. We've been talking about you and your philosophy and what scares you. But
Yes, it's getting a little bit gushy, Pat. You know what I'm saying?
let's change the tone a little bit.
Fine with me.
So Colorado and my home state of Connecticut have just passed some of the strictest gun control laws in the state. I know you're from Colorado. I'm from Connecticut. I know you're a longbow guy, and so am I, but I also enjoy my guns, my pistols, my AR-15s, and of course now the state tells me I can't own those. What do you think of all this stuff? And let's go beyond just the gun control. Let's talk about the IRS stuff, the government in general. I'm sure you've got some opinions that you'd love to share with everybody on both sides, Stickbo.
Ain't a problem. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Gun never killed anybody, ever. If I hear John Denver sing Colorado High one more time, I'm going to puke. Colorado endorsed gay marriage. Colorado endorsed marijuana. Colorado endorsed the strictest gun controls. Colorado stinks. People are boycotting the state. It is such a shame. And I am embarrassed. I carry a Glock 31 and 21. I carry a Glock exposed in church almost every Sunday. I enjoy pistols and guns. I think that the liberal part of the United States and just the general philosophy is disgusting. It is a violation of our Second Amendment rights. I do not agree with Ted Nugent on a lot of things. But let me just tell you somebody. Ted Nugent's message is square right on, baby. I mean, it is. He is a little bit wild, and but he's very articulate. He's a smart guy. I'd like to call him a good friend. But my philosophy of Connecticut and Colorado and other states is that it's just terrible. And I have gun desk, nothing of it. I've got a gun next to my bed. I think nothing of it. I like shooting the pistol. I shoot a 45 ACP. But what's happening is that people are confusing the value of a gun. For example, in Colorado, by the way, there's very little road rage. You know what I'm saying? Because if you flip someone the bird and honk the horn and give them a hard time, and then you walk towards their car like they do in New York and shaking your fist, you're going to get shot. Seriously. I mean, everybody. The ranchers, everybody's got a pistol in their car in Colorado. So I believe it, on this school issue, I believe that teachers should be armed, that superintendents should be armed. I believe we should have guards. If all the teachers were armed and trained, we wouldn't have any problem whatsoever, would we? So on that philosophy, it's very tough. The government is getting bigger. I will salute Obama. As president of the elected of the United States of America, he is the chief and he is the president. But I do not like him. I do not respect his philosophy. I do not like the way this country is moving. And it is, to me, personally, disgusting. We do not reward success. We reward not working. The welfare system, the food stamp system, the free phone thing, the IRS scandal, the press scandal, all of these things are violations of a growing government. And it makes me sad. And I love my country. And I love the American flag. And this is the greatest place to live in the world. But I do not like the direction that we're going. And to you gun owners, buy guns. And to you gun owners, pistols. And owners don't give up an inch. I'm a life member of the NRA. I am a strong right-wing Republican. I believe in God. I believe in Christ. I believe in the humility of the, is that a word? Humility? The humility of the person. I believe how volatile we all are. You know, all of you archers realize that you can take a life with a stick, a stick fired from a mechanism. So, it's a hard time for me personally because I don't know what to do. and I don't know how to do it. And I don't understand how this guy got elected in the first place, elected again. But I will say that he is the president of the United States of America, and he does deserve the respect of the presidency. I can't wait to get him out of office. This liberal thinking towards hunting, I mean, we live in a civilization where people don't even know where food comes from. Kids don't know how to skin animals. They don't appreciate the food in front of them. I mean, they don't appreciate where a potato comes from. I mean, a potato was grown and seed and cultivated and fertilized and then cleaned and then balled up, and then it goes to your grocery store, and then you eat it, and it's God's bounty. And we've lost that whole philosophy. I hope I haven't pissed off a lot of people, but if I have, you can suck eggs.
I expected nothing less from you, Tread. That's excellent. I think 95% of my of our visitors will agree with that sentiment.